quite a while. I started doing this, I was about 17. I'm professionally, and living in the urban setting, right, which afforded me all the, gave me every opportunity to make all the wrong decisions, so to speak, right? So I did a small stint, I was incarcerated, in which I learned how to do this professionally. My name is James Carter. We are here. We are like basically in the heart of Greenmount Avenue, Greenmount 33rd, next to the old, matter of fact, this may be part of the old Boulevard movie theater that I recall as a younger age coming up to these movies and watching Bruce Lee films and stuff of that nature. Yeah, we're in the heart of the business area here up on Greenmount 33rd. I don't regret the choices I made, man, because it kind of moved me to who I am today. I was able to like purchase little trimmers from the commissary, right, and with the comb and the razor, right, you know what I mean? And once a person saw, like I had a couple friends that let me use them as guinea pigs, so to speak. And once other people saw, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it was hard getting into the barbershop and you got your visits coming up and stuff of that nature, right? So it was kind of like a hustle and I enjoyed doing it. So I just, when I got released, I just did my best to try to keep it going. I did 3 years, three times. Since then, man, you know, I've like grown up some, right? You know what I mean? I'm more vocal in my kids' life, more vocal in my grandkids' life, you know. And I'm just glad that I was one of the few people, right, that was given a second chance, because a lot of my friends didn't make it. If God was to walk in this room right now, I would say thank you. Not letting me